Yeah, the people in the first row at a gun show are pretty nuts. Yeah, even the first 10, 15 rows that I can see, because the lights make it so you can only see so far. And it can be pretty crazy. In Europe, we had people jumping off the balconies. And, I mean, we jump into the crowd, too. It's at the point now where it's like Axl jumped into the crowd at one of these gigs that it was one of those nights where it was just everything was technically going wrong, but it was a great show. And to top it off at the end of the night, just to get that last, squeeze that last drop out of it, Axl jumped into the crowd, and you just cannot do that anymore. It gotten to the point where it's you know, you can't get back.
I can easily tell you the worst gig I personally ever played. I mean, there is no such thing as a worst gig for the whole band, because, like, bad gigs and good, we have bad gigs all the time, to the point, like, we have, when we're bad, we're bad, when we're good, you know? It's like when the inspiration's there and everything, it's happening, you can't always go out and be great. But the worst gig I've ever done was, we played a gig at the Limelight not too long ago, and if you've ever heard about that one, where I was just completely wasted out of my mind and fell into the crowd 3 times and all this stuff. That was sort of a drag. It was fun though at the time. Fell into the crowd with my guitar like 3 times and something like that. That's happened to me just a few times though. I make a point never to get so bombed before we play that I can't keep it together.